PCD. 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 Well, welcome back to PCD Cast. I'm joined today by Rory and Olivia, who are the engine room of the marketing team here at PCD. Welcome to you both.
Hi. Thank you. What a lovely introduction.
So we have a really busy schedule at PCD Club, talking to people about the events that we're doing through numerous social media channels. It's a pretty busy schedule. So, Olivia, you are often taking the images at events. How do you then convert the variety of images we might take into social media assets? How do we utilize those things that we're generating?
Yeah, so there's a lot of prep that goes into that. We organize all the social posts before the event happens. So then as soon as the event is finished, we can get all the social posts out that need to be for the sponsors, the thanks for comings for guests, the next day posts, so people can get our images out on their social media. So yeah, there's a lot of preparation, and LinkedIn allows us to pre-schedule posts, which is really helpful, so we can plan ahead and know exactly what's coming out and when.
Yeah, I mean, why is that scheduling tool? The scheduling tool is a new thing, isn't it, to do it natively on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Why is that helpful to people?
I mean, it means you don't have to be on your phone or your laptop at the time that it's going out. You can be in a meeting or on holiday or whatever, and it'll come out and your viewers will still see what you want to post.
Because you can prepare posts in one go, but posting them out on,
exactly,
on the right tempo.
Exactly, choosing the time, yeah, the date. So yeah, it's really helpful. So David, you're very active on LinkedIn, which I think helps make your page visible and get, you know, new contacts all the time. And you post posts that are interesting, which is important. Same with our LinkedIn. You need to put it in people's faces.
Mm.
It might be annoying, but it stays in your brain. So,
well, in order to have a chance of someone absorbing your message, you need to be bored of your own story.
Exactly.
You know, and unless you're pushing it to that degree, it won't cut through. Many people sort of are a bit timid and they kind of worry about, oh, this is going to look like we're really shouting from the rooftops about this. But that means you've just got a chance of it actually cutting through. So yeah, I'm pretty prolific on LinkedIn, and our corporate channels also post continually. But that means that whenever I meet someone, they're very aware about the level of activity that we have in the company. But it's a mega challenge to actually keep that hopper, if you like, of posts full, to keep the volume of posts coming through that are interesting and well put together is a real challenge for us and the team.
Yeah. And what kind of posts do you think work best on your LinkedIn? Like personal posts have a bit of character, or?
Personal posts definitely do work the best, because social platforms are driven on that. It's not really about selling, it's about telling the story, it's about connecting with people. And often, if you've got a little story of a triumph over adversity, often people will give it a like or a comment out of support. You know, it's people don't necessarily aren't going to like your latest sales message, but if you can relate a story to them, they are much more likely to engage with it. So yeah, I always think about the human angle, but also I always think about how we can, you know, if someone has put something together carefully and put it out on LinkedIn, it's amazing how much goodwill you can get out of just supporting, sharing, commenting on that asset that someone has taken the time to share. So I think the key to it is finding the storyline, but also creating value for your contact by showing them some goodwill.
I like the way you said carefully there, posting on social carefully. It doesn't mean it has to be perfect. I think people take a long time to try and perfect something, therefore you won't put it out because the time has passed and you've taken too long. So a reminder for people when posting, it doesn't have to be perfect. People will still like it. Make it interesting, a bit about you, and I think that's a good tip.
And the beauty of it is that, yeah, you can edit, you can delete, you know, this is not like sending a big email out. And often I post stuff and then edit it because I've misspelt something or, you know, I remember putting a big set piece post up where I wanted to say content is king. And I'd written a contact emailed me to say I'd written content in King. and obviously it was such a gaffe because, you know, my message was about carefully curated content. Yeah. And even in the headline, I'd messed screwed up. It up. But, yeah. You know,
I mean, we've all
matter.
Done it. We
it
have all done matter. It.
The point is that people noticed your general activity and tone. Typos and things like that, you know, it's not to get caught up in it. And as you say, Rory, it's about finding the moment. It's about, you know, I'm probably guilty of this in the negative, is that you're on your phone all the time. You can be so quick to actually share or post or engage that it means you can be doing it constantly if you want, and then you need a bit of discipline. I find when I take a holiday in the summer, I delete LinkedIn from my phone, and when I come back 2 weeks later, I reinstall it, because otherwise I find it too tempting to actually click the LinkedIn button.
So it
can be very compulsive.
I do the same with Instagram as well. For myself personally, if I'm on holiday, I'm on holiday. I like to step away from it. And it is a good social media platforms. You can take a step away. They can feel daunting and a bit overwhelming sometimes. But taking a step back can help.
Just changing your notifications and alerts, you know, you don't need to, you can get it to tell you when you have any form of activity, or you can take the notifications off and just log
in
on your own terms.
Make sure you turn our notifications on when we post, please.
That's absolutely right. Turn our notifications off. But also I think people can curate their own feeds, and sometimes people get irritated by, oh, why am I seeing XYZ? Well, if you don't like what you're seeing, that's actually your fault, because you know you should
you
be tailoring. You can unfollow super easy. You don't even need to remove the contact. You can just stop seeing what they're posting, and then you can add more of the stuff that you like. So that can be obviously following and create and connecting with contacts, but also business leaders, politicians. You determine your own feed and what you see, and that might give you inspiration and ideas. You know, so often I look in the feed and I see post ideas and formats that then I share with the team and say, look, could we do something like this? This looks really good. And I get that inspiration from looking on different platforms.
And from that, I have a couple of points. Inspiration. If you want to post, there's obviously the LinkedIn social media insights scheduler, which if you see something and you've just posted and you think, oh, it's not relevant to post now, but tomorrow I might, you can always use that. It's a free tool. It's really easy. Repost, write whatever you want, and it will go out when and as you choose as
Great
well.
Great idea. Because often people are lacking inspiration, isn't it? It's one of the big, it's like the writer's block of LinkedIn. What should I be saying, you know? And little prompts and ideas. I mean, that's where as well AI is good, because it can you can put in some bullet points and you can get some nice copy out. It just helps oil the wheels.
Yeah.
And with a business's LinkedIn, would you say it's a good balance to have a mix of personal and professional posts to make sure it's effective?
I think a corporate channel on LinkedIn, it's quite hard to have personal stuff in there, but you can tell the story a little bit of the senior team, perhaps. Yeah. But that's a great place also to tell of broader things they do in the business, whether it's like the a community volunteering program or something outside the corporate goals and objectives, but tells the broader story. You really want to get your corporate following up so that you look credible on LinkedIn. You know, if I see someone with a company with a few hundred followers, you kind of think, you know, it casts doubt really on their substance and credibility. So I think getting the corporate channel right is important, and there's lots of strategies you can use to make that happen. We've built channels, you know, our own one is now at 11,000 followers, and you know, when I started that, the marketing consultant I was speaking with, where PCD at that time was really just me, it seemed weird to be speaking about PCD almost in the third person rather than just me. But when we got into the habit of that, it started to create this picture of company that now we're building on. So people do need to get into the habit and work out how their corporate channel is going to fit with their personal posting.
Yeah, maybe like an International Women's Day post or a Red Nose Day post in between can help break up the feed and add a bit of personal character as well.
But do it a bit differently. I mean, don't, you know, like the number of places now with set piece posting on whatever, I just think it's tedious. Think of something fresh, you know, think of something that connects. Don't post for the sake of it.
Have your branding on things as well.
Yeah.
So when people do see something, they're aware of who it's coming from and they can find out more about you.
yeah, it's got to have a logic and link back into the business. It's got to be set up right for branding so that it actually carries some meaning. But, you know, I think creatively on these days and what they mean for your company and why it connects. I mean, a great example is Praxis on International Women's Day launched a volunteering scheme where 24 senior women from their business basically are offering up the opportunity to do some mentoring sessions online for worldwide. Anyone wants to apply to do that. Now, that is a great example of an International Women's Day initiative that actually has some substance, is interesting, and will generate something for them rather than just a bland post about...
For them and other people, which is always great.
Exactly. So it's about thinking at a deeper level about how some of these initiatives can create proper impact in your business.
So that's come to the end of our podcast episode. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, David.
Pleasure.
Don't forget to give us a follow on our socials.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast to make sure you don't miss the next time on PCDcast.